This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Now, Tim, you and I were having a bit of a chat the other day.
Chinwag.
And one of the things that came up was, do you remember looking at movie times?
Yeah.
In the newspaper?
Yes. So I think that's
something we
both
understand.
We sound
about 87 right now, but stick with us.
Because I was searching, I want to go see Dunkirk, and I'm trying to find a time, and I was like, I wonder what time Dunkirk's on, and I just went to the Oatmeal website and just went blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm figuring out when I can go. Still have no idea when I can go. And I was thinking, I was like, remember when, like, I remember as a kid, like, going, oh, I want to go see, I don't know, the first Spider-Man. Mm. I wonder what time it's playing at the movies.
I'll just check
page 44 on the newspaper for what time it's playing in my local cinema. And boy, is that, I don't know if they do that now. I think they might do it in the Border Watch. I'm not too sure.
I used to do it with my friends during school holidays. Like, you'd go through the paper on school holidays and be like, all right, well, this movie's on this day, so that's when we're organised to catch up.
And that's the frustrating thing, because you'd have to handwrite a letter to tell your friends, hey, let's catch up, because there's no such thing as mobile phones. You'd be like, all right, hopefully they get this in a week, and then the week following we can go and see Terminator 2.
But I think it was probably over 10 years ago that people used that sort of a thing.
Oh, yeah, because now it's at the click of your button. Like, it's not even a tap of your thumb, and you're checking out what time Dunkirk's on, which I probably should still follow up on. I'm trying to think of other things that in, like, say, that now and maybe in 10 years are going to be completely gone.
It was hilarious to my sister the other day when I mentioned that I'd taped over something with a VHS tape before. So that, like, we had someone's christening on a VHS tape, and my cousin had taped over the christening. With Australian Idol.
Oh, no. So this is like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, using a VHS tape, gone.
I think that's been gone. We're looking for the next level. What's the next level of things in 10 years that are going to be gone?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think, and this is just not because of the times, I think it's just a dying product.
What's that?
Roll-on deodorant.
Roll-on deodorant?
Who is using roll-on deodorant?
Me, right here.
Get out of my studio
it's
right
way
now.
Better than spray. The spray does nothing.
The spray does way more than roll-on.
No,
it's
way.
It's different for
There's
girls,
no
I guess,
coverage.
Because I've got underarm hair. I don't want to get it tangled in the ball and walk around with a little roll-on stuck under my armpit.
I don't want to think about your armpit hair tangled in a roll-on. There are people eating their breakfast.
That's true. 13, 12, 16, what's going to be gone in 10 years?
Karen, what's not going to be here in 10 years?
I reckon cash.
Cash. We were talking about this the other day. Cash will be gone. I never got
Tim
cash on me.
Tim and I never carry any cash on us. It's always annoying when we have to, like, get out a gold coin. Who has a gold coin these days?
Well, that's right, especially on netball on a Saturday morning. Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Well, see, Karen, this is the thing. I went to watch my girlfriend's sister play netball on the weekend, and I wanted some hot chippies with gravy. I don't have no cash on me. I couldn't get hot chippies with gravy.
No, and everyone needs hot chippers and gravy and
exactly, Karen. I love you,
you're
Karen.
You're the voice of the people.
You got a Subway voucher. Congratulations, mate.
Awesome, guys. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Damien, wrap this up for us. What's going to be gone in the next 10 years?
DVD stores.
They're on their way out.
Is there one in town anymore?
There's two, I believe.
Really? Two?
Yeah, up on Commercial Street. Damien, why do you think they're on the way out?
Oh, well, the way technology is going, everything's going to be on a stick or just on Netflix.
Do you know what's funny, Damien? I saw someone borrowing a DVD from one of those DVD vending machines out at the marketplace the other day, and I was like, I didn't know anyone used these machines still.
Have you got a DVD player at home?
Yes, I think so. I don't know I don't think I've used it in the last year.
There you go.
There you go. Well, thank you very much, Damien. We've got a Subway voucher for you, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
There you go. Well, see, Jess, we wouldn't have been able to get DVDs from that DVD player. No coins on us to actually
yeah,
get it.
That's true.
We're buggered.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1 and always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.